are you happy the process is over? And what did you learn about the entire process of making this kind of hire as an NHL executive?
Well, you know what? If it would have had to drag on any longer to find the right guy out there for organization, you know, I would have done that. It was a fascinating process to really listen to different philosophies, different ways things are being done. I met a lot of really good people, a lot of good candidates with interesting ideas. I found it to be a really, really smart and good process to go through, especially early on for myself, and also to try to find that right fit for our organization going forward. And I really felt we've done that, and I was glad I took the time and the due diligence. And I've always said in the game of hockey, you can dig the puck out of the corner in 10 seconds and make a few passes and score a goal, but it doesn't work that way in life and in business. You have to be patient, and I'm glad I was. I think the patience paid off, and we found a great guy and a great candidate, and our next, what I think will be a great general manager in Tim Murray.
When you look at we use the term rebuild, obviously, and this started earlier with Darcy Regier, you know, trading away some assets, and you have young guys in the cupboard. Where do you figure you are right now as an organization as you hand this thing over to Tim?
Well, I think we're teed up really well. I mean, we do have a lot of draft picks, and we have Darcy obviously to thank for that, and starting that process. I think that, we still have to exercise patience. As Tim said, and I believe too, you build your team through the draft. You stockpile those players and you develop those players. And obviously, you make trades at the right time. You make free agent signings at the right time. And I also believe with the hiring of Craig Patrick, who has that experience in rebuilds and has been to and won Stanley Cups and is a real tremendous assistant and advisor through this process. I think the team together, along with Tim's eye for talent, makes for a good team, and I'm really excited about our future.
And it's weird, isn't it? Because you played through two eras. Al Arbour and Bill Torrey built your team mostly through drafts. So the Islanders team, you hop on, and in your rookie year, Stanley Cup Finals, and even the teams that still went moderately deep in the playoffs, that's almost a draft exclusive team, and a couple of free agents here and there. And then later in your career, you know, you're on a Rangers team that's star studded, lots of future Hall of Famers, but it's that was a very hired gun era, wasn't it? The mid 90s, the Red Wings, the Avs, the Stars, even the Leafs here, and the Rangers certainly were almost going exclusively the free agent route to build teams.
Yeah, it's true. And if you look at the teams, listen, it's an interesting game today. It's a high tempo game. It's a physical game. Hockey players are different today, boy. That when I first came into the game, I think Willie Huber was 6'7", and now it's not uncommon to see 6 or 7 or 8 guys that are around 6'5", and some guys are 6'8". And the game is different. We've gone to speed in some younger players, but you know, there's a little bit of old school. You still have to develop those guys. You still have to pick them. You want those core players who are going to be in your franchise type of players. You need all that to win. There's 29 other teams out there trying to do the same thing. And you better have good timing. You better pick well, and you better, have the people around you who have done it or know what they're doing. And, it is a process, but I think we're further along than a brand new breakup and start, as Tim said, because we do have some players. We had a nice showing in the World Juniors also.
Pat LaFontaine, our guest. You're not going to be able to get away from it here. Now that your GM is in place, the biggest story in Buffalo, at least from a Canadian perspective or a national perspective, is going to be Ryan Miller. And there'll be a lot of talk, going into Sochi as well, what happens to him. Do you feel that this is kind of the big moment for the organization? What happens, what options you take with Ryan Miller, or is that kind of Tim Murray's first foray into it?
Well, obviously, Tim's our general manager, so I do believe it's a big decision, obviously. And I've had a chance to talk with Ryan. Both Tim and I will continue to talk with Ryan and find out his thoughts. And obviously, if it fits into an opportunity to maybe keep him as a Buffalo Sabre, I have great respect for Ryan and what he's done here in Buffalo and the kind of player he is. It's not easy to find a goaltender of his caliber. So that is a big decision, but it also has to fit kind of in the plan and the terms and the financial terms. And if it fits, you know, it'd be great to have Ryan Miller to stay a Buffalo Sabre. I think he's done a tremendous job. And like I said, it's a hard commodity to find. And it is going to be a very big decision.
I remember how much pride players like you, players like Doug Weight, Keith Tkachuk had winning the World Cup in 96. We're almost 30 years from your experience in Sarajevo. And I want to ask you about that now. Compared to young players, we talk right now about should NHL teams be loaning more players to the World Juniors and whatnot. You were drafted by the Isles, a deep team, defending champs. Was it always in the cards for you to go to Sarajevo, because then you joined the team afterwards? Was it just, it was an absolute must-do for you as an 18-year-old that you were so wanting to do this that it was essential?
You know, it was. I grew up idolizing Guy Lafleur and Gilbert Perreault as a kid. And, you know, your dream is to play professional hockey. But that was a far reach coming from Waterford, Michigan, not knowing anybody who's really made it from that area. So the bar was very high, and we really didn't have anybody to aspire to except for what we saw on TV. And so our goals and dreams were to kind of make it, we were lucky to get a college scholarship, which is a tremendous thing still to this day. But when the 1980 team won the gold medal, I think it opened the doors and opened dreams for other aspirations. And I really felt strong about having a chance to represent my country. I think, and I always tell any boys and girls out there, any time they have a chance to do that, there's no greater feeling of pride than to represent your country in sport. And I also think that that allowed me to develop. I think sometimes we can rush players a little too quickly, and it gave me that extra year of traveling, playing against all different types of competition, maturing, getting bigger and stronger. And I don't believe I was ready to jump in the National Hockey League. That extra year of Olympics really prepared me.
And it's funny how it works. I mean, we were just talking to this week, and I'm sure you've discussed it, how these short tournaments, the best of seven series, there's very, very rarely do you say, boy, well, we were the best team by a mile and we lost in five games. But these short tournaments, that was like that for you guys that year. Canada barely beats you. You're the better team, I thought, against Finland. I remember this as a kid watching that game thinking how Finland's goalie stood on his head, and next thing you know, you're out. Like, it happens so fast that way.
Yeah, it's in a short tournament. You got to get off to a good start. You have to have that goaltending at a high level. I went through both of them, one in the World Cup where we had timely goals and Mike Richter played unbelievable in the World Cup in 96. And then 2 years later, almost the same team over in Sarajevo. I mean, I was at Sarajevo, but over in Nagano. And we didn't fare as well. And we didn't get those timely goals. And it is important to get off to a good start. It's important on a short tournament. I will say this. I do believe that the big ice plays a major factor for North American teams. I think we saw it again in the World Juniors. I think where North Americans suited for the 85 by 200 and not so much the 200 by 100, I would love to split the difference and make it a world game and make it 200 maybe by 92 or 93 and split it down the middle, give that extra lane for speed. But it is a lot tougher going over overseas to play in the Olympics, having done it in Nagano and Sarajevo.